It's another midnight caller. I've got on the line Miguel Delaney of the chief football writing over the Independent, Miguel, or?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. And Miguel obviously broke a massive exclusive in the last day or so around the Premier League, discussing bringing in isolated camps for hosting the remaining games, obviously amid the current situation. This is massive, Miguel, and it shows just the depth and detail of the thinking that's going on in the background while everyone's running around panicking on the surface.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, also, I think it shows the will to get the season finished no matter what. Because I've been told, basically, obviously, the Premier League and the rest of the football authorities, EFL, FA and PFA have been involved, that basically a mood of innovation has been encouraged in a lot of these video conferences. Because like the quote that was put to me was, nothing is off the table. They're willing to explore any possibility to try and finish the season out, because of the various complications and massive financial cost if they don't finish it. They're looking at any way possible to try and get this done. And the idea of these kind of isolated World Cup camps was something that came up quite early in discussions that evolved into the likelihood, because of, I suppose, the possibility of wide testing and also the hope that the curve some way flattens, that football would have to be postponed until the summer. And that has subsequently gone back to where they've realised that the solution of World Cup style camps is possibly the most workable. So it's one they've kept coming back to. And while it's by no means definitely going to happen, it's being mentioned more and more and gained more and more traction. And I suppose on a superficial level, it does sound workable, but it does still pose a lot of questions. I mean, obviously, because it's not just the players that are going to be, you know, coming into contact and playing against each other in a situation where social distancing is encouraged, and these will not be hermetically sealed games. Of course, to actually stage a televised game like that, I mean, first of all, in terms of the players, you'd also need the officials and referees quarantined. And would they have to be quarantined then with those two teams that they're playing with? You've got all those concerns. Then there's actually the staff from TV companies that would need to be there, ball boys, all of that. And beyond anything in this, there's the ethical question of if you could have medical professionals at these games, or the ambulance is necessary if a player does a cruciate or gets any sort of injury, given that you can, like, in good conscience have that when there are far, you know, obviously pressing societal concerns and a much bigger crisis going on. But to be fair, I mean, those are all natural responses that have come up with this story. But to be fair, that's precisely why those in the Premier League are also insisting that the plan isn't for now, it's for June, July, because the hope is that even if this situation gets worse over the next week, as is probably likely, and as we see the death toll go up, the hope is that testing will be more widespread by June, and that the curve will have flattened. So that is the rationale.